What are some inspiring campaigns that you're working on or that you have your eye on that you want to give a shout out to? We want to know what you're doing right now and what you see other folks doing that are using media in these innovative ways to promote your work.
One initiative I'm a big fan of and that I'm really impressed by is when we featured an episode on Disclosed. Kendra Hovey works with a group that is basically a outreach to prisoners, and she's in Ohio. And what they're doing is pretty amazing in its own way. The prison actually works with TEDx, and they have TEDx talks to the prison. And they're more open to social media and allowing the prisoners to have a way to connect with the outside world. I mean, maybe not personally, but like their message can get out there. People can see them as the humans they are, which is a rarity in prisons. But at the same time, there's kind of a tension there, because obviously if you listen to our episode, you know that we couldn't get approval for half the audio for complicated reasons that were frustrating to deal with. And as amazing as the prison was, the system was, and I'm grateful to them for working with us. Even there was stumbling blocks that you wouldn't expect. But these groups, and there's more out there than just Ohio, are doing really great work, and they're showing the power of social media, because prisoners don't have access to it, and that's why it's why abuses can happen more so than elsewhere, because there's no one there to capture it in video and tweet it out. So it can go uncommented on, unseen. And by having these ways for prisoners to connect with the real world, that breaks the barrier down a bit.
Thank you.
We have several initiatives that are going to be launching. We have a leadership academy that we're going to launch in the beginning of the year next year, as well as we have a conference in Detroit called Growing Up Lockdown. That's going to be next September. But one of the major campaigns that we're working on right now is called Chokehold on the City. It's going to be the 1 year of the non-indictment of Officer Daniel Pantaleo, who was responsible for the death of Eric Garner. We are in the middle of providing direct action trainings, one on November 24th and one on December 1st. You could go to our website to get more information, which is gatheringforjustice.org. But we're really wanting people to come out to the streets, whether you can come out to the streets or you could support via social media. We really want to make sure that one of our demands is met. We have a set of 10 demands, and firing him is actually number one.
Great.
There's a lot out there. I think one thing that Witness is just starting to work on that I'm really excited about is more of a focus on police abuse here in the United States and kind of how we're capturing bad policing on video. And so we're just starting to work with some cop watch groups that are very grassroots and in the communities that are most targeted by police brutality, and helping people feel more empowered to pick up a camera and document something, and also to act as kind of deterrence. You know, I think there are some times when people know that they're being watched, they behave a little bit differently. And I think it's a good way not only to capture abuses, but also a way to kind of provide a counter narrative and to stand up and represent locally. So I'm excited about that. I also just want to give a shout out to the Greenpeace kayaktivist movement that happened a couple months ago that I think was really brilliant. So that was inspiring.
Thanks.
So I'm always impressed by other activists. A lot of those are incredibly powerful and I think very tangible for an American audience. Global Citizens campaigns are a bit different. We often talk about activating governments to provide better funding for things like the Global Partnership for Education, for things like health infrastructures and rebuilding West Africa after the Ebola crisis and things like that. So our grassroots is often the challenge is about convincing people that one very tangible way to get involved in a community is to do the types of things that my colleagues are doing. And I would tell every global citizen out there to absolutely get involved in all of those. The other aspect is taking somebody in Des Moines, Iowa, and convincing them that they can do something that helps somebody in Madagascar or helps somebody in Indonesia or helps get a toilet and the cultural changes it takes to get a community to use a toilet in Southeast Asia or in India and things like that. So a lot of our campaigns in 2016 are going to start with that concept, which is sort of an underlying, we always sort of pivot back to that. We take our big policy wins out of the Global Citizen Festival. And often when we go to the new year, we're really going to talk about the global goals. So the global goals are 17 goals that were signed on by all the member states of the United Nations to guide international development for the next 15 years. Their predecessor was the Millennium Development Goals, which even the Bush administration, and yes, I did say even the Bush administration embraced with many of their activities in 2004 to 2007 with particularly a lot of the Project Africa stuff. But the global goals have outlined 17 very specific steps that need to be taken to improving the world. And they do ladder up to the idea of ending extreme poverty by 2030, which is one of those goals that you're like, that's insane. But the reality is, and the challenge that we have is trying to convince people that it is real. The world in the last 20 years has reduced extreme poverty by over half. For the first time ever, 2015 saw the share of global humanity that lives in extreme poverty fall under 10%. Our challenge is to convince people that these things are possible. And then tell them, yes, it's possible, and yes, your actions can make your governments make this a reality. And so a lot of what we're going to be spending the New Year's on is really focusing on the global goals. Our goal in 2015 was to make them famous. Our goal in the early part of 2016 is to then take them from being famous to make them a national resolution for leaders, making them tangible, making governments make hard commitments to not just say, yeah, they look pretty on paper, but actually I'm going to take some concrete steps to put the funding, put the programming in line, and put the steps in line to actually start making a real change for people on the ground.